Street for the drive home. Clint Boyer Autoplex, only in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning. It is 8:21.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOE News Time is 8:23. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us the latest physician with Newman Regional Health Medical Partners, Dr. Caitlin Tennyson, joining us in studio here today. Dr. Tennyson, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Good. Well, thank you for joining us here today, and welcome to Emporia. How have things gone here since you officially came here to Emporia here a few days back?
Yeah, no, everything's been fantastic. I started seeing patients officially last week, and that's gone awesome. I moved into town about 3 weeks ago, so just kind of working on getting settled, and I've had such a warm welcome thus far, and it's been really, really nice.
Good deal. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself to kind of set the framework here for how we go forward. Talk a little bit about where you're from, where you got your degrees, and other good stuff like that.
Yeah, so originally from Andover, Kansas. That's where I grew up, born in Wichita, grew up in Andover, Kansas. Went to Andover Central High School, which I loved and made so many great friends. Ended up going to Southwestern College in Winfield, Kansas for undergrad, where I played basketball. So go Lady Builders, anybody who's out
there.
Nice, there
you go.
Went to University of Kansas for medical school, actually at the Salina campus, which was really great. It was kind of a smaller campus compared to Kansas City and Wichita. So I really liked kind of that small town feel, kind of keeping with the same vibes. And then I kind of got a wild hair and decided that I wanted to get out of Kansas for a little while and went to Grand Junction, Colorado, way western Colorado, almost Utah, for family medicine residency. And it was actually really fantastic. It was really fun to see a new place of scenery and kind of learn all the mountainous things you can do outdoors, which I really loved and adapted to. But kind of towards the end of residency, I started realizing, you know what? Family is everything. Kansas is my home, and so it was time to come back. So here I am and super excited about it.
Not too far from home, though, are you?
Yeah, no, not too far at all. No, my parents both graduated from Emporia State. I have a ton of aunts and uncles who graduated from here. So everybody in the family is very happy and excited that someone is back in Emporia.
I bet they are. Dr. Caitlin Tennyson with us here, Newsmaker 2, new to Newman Regional Health. Well, why family medicine, Dr. Tennyson?
Yeah, I mean, I'm biased, but I think family medicine absolutely is the best. I think, number one, the diversity is amazing, not only in the patients we get to see, you know, little babies to elderly, which is just so cool, but also the diversity in medical diagnoses that come through our door is fantastic. And then probably the biggest is just the ability to form those long-lasting relationships with our patients. You know, in specialist world, sometimes you may only see someone once ever as a patient, and that's kind of the way it goes. But in family medicine, it's almost a guarantee someone will come back and see you. So I just think that opportunity is so cool to be able to see those people throughout their life and kind of help them through this journey.
Now, you mentioned specialty work, but you obviously had special training, general training, specialty training, I'm assuming, and then also some fellowships. So talk a little bit about that training process and some of the things that you learned through that.
Yeah, definitely. So I didn't do any specific fellowships. fellowships after family medicine residency. So just my specific family medicine residency was 3 years out in Grand Junction. And we did a lot of kind of specialized work there, including adolescent medicine. I did some addiction medicine rotations as well, which I feel like is very needed in today's society. And we did a lot of women's health care as well, which I'm also very passionate and interested in.
So what appealed to you, what attracted you to Emporia and Newman Regional Health?
Yeah, well, number one, location was great. Yeah. I have family in Wichita. I have a lot of friends up in Kansas City, so it was kind of a great mix right in between that. And I think the biggest thing, honestly, was during my interview here for this current job, I was just blown away at how kind and considerate and how involved everybody was in each other's lives. Walking through the hospital was so special to me because everyone knew everyone. They didn't just know each other's names, like they knew intricate details about each other. And that just showed to me like how much this town is a community and they really do care for each other. So I thought that was unlike anything I'd ever seen, and I really wanted to be a part of it.
Well, I think that's saying a lot because I assume we know that, you know, nurses are highly sought after, same or doctors, mm-hmm. so you probably had a number of options, I would assume.
Yeah, no, Kansas, like everywhere, is short of family physicians specifically, so there are definitely a lot of still open jobs out there.
I was going to ask you about, you know, family members that may have reached out to you as soon as you made the announcement that you're coming to Emporia here, considering you've got the close family connections. Who was first to reach out to you?
Yeah, well, I think ever since I started medical school, and that was, granted, 7+ years ago, I've had a few uncles and aunts already saying they're going to be my first patient, which at the time was fantastic. Right now, they're kind of almost too far away, so I'll just, you know, talk with them on the phone, and we'll go from there.
So, Newman Regional Health, what are you most looking forward to, and what about the technology that they feature here? What are your thoughts on Newman Regional Health and the hospital technology setup as it lies right now?
Yeah, no, I'm super excited about Newman Regional Health. I just really am excited about getting involved in the community, being a part of that employment as well. I think so far, talking with staff, talking with patients who have been coming to Newman Regional Health, there's been nothing but great things have been said. So I'm just really excited to be a part of it. Yeah, new technology at Newman Regional, you know, the 3D mammography I know has been huge for such a small town. I think that is just the coolest thing that we have that here to offer. You know, robotics when it comes to surgical procedures, that's also huge, you know, limiting and decreasing recovery time. So I think for the size of this town, there's a lot of advanced treatment options right here that we have, which is great.
Dr. Caitlin Tennyson joining us here on the Newsmaker 2 segment here this Wednesday morning. You kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, but I guess the question comes up is really what excites you the most about family medicine and you know, really starting your practice here at Newman Regional Health the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, no, I'll go back to it. It's just getting that opportunity to form those lasting relationships for me. You know, seeing someone at a younger age and hopefully being able to be their family doctor until, you know, they're in their midlife years to their elderly years and kind of just help them grow and go through this life and make the best decisions for their health and being kind of that person for them, I think is just such an honor and such a cool position family docs have because it's kind of unlike any other.
So what happens first when you're setting up a practice? Getting new patients? How can people get in touch with you if they're interested in meeting you and having you be a part, I guess, of their lives, as you stated?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can give us a call. It's Newman Regional Health Medical Partners. I am pretty much wide open, so come and see me if anybody doesn't have a family doc, and you can see if I'm the right person for you.
Okay, I've got two questions for you before we close things down, one of which you may be prepared for. And it's basically what happens for you, or what are the things that you're interested in doing when you're not in the office and when you're not treating patients?
Yeah, no. Big hobbies of mine. I have always been loved being physically active. So kind of living out in Colorado for the past 3 years, I've really adopted a lot of outdoorsy things.
I can imagine.
Yeah, as you kind of have to, being in kind of an outdoorsy state.
Mm-hmm.
So hiking, running. I played basketball growing up, as I had mentioned. So that's a big thing I like to still do. But I think now coming to Emporia, I'm probably going to either have to get into gravel biking or disc golf because I have never done either one of those. But that's what people tell me. That's the thing to do.
Well, nothing limits you to both or to either. Yes. You could do both, too. And here's the other question I was going to ask you, and this is kind of going to put you on the spot maybe with some of your staffers. And Steve's looking at me like, oh, no, what is this? There's so many different medical procedure TV shows on. Which is the one that you like? I'm not going to ask you which one is the best, the most true to life.
Yeah,
but what is the one that you like watching the most, whether it's the real-life ones that you see on, like, TLC or maybe some of the produced dramas that are out there right now?
So I probably have two. One people probably will laugh at me for, and the other, well, they probably will still laugh at me. Number one is Dr. Pimple Popper.
I wondered.
Yeah, that is my absolute, probably, despite it being a medical TV show, probably one of my most favorite shows. I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I definitely fell on the Grey's Anatomy train for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone on a little too long for my personal liking or my attention span, so that's kind of over. But 4 years ago, definitely was on that train.
Gotcha. Okay. Dr. Tennyson, anything else you wanted us to know here before we wrap things up this morning?
No, I appreciate you having me on, and I'm just looking forward to getting more involved in the community and meeting as many people as I can.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us here this morning, and the best of luck with your practice as you get that developed.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Dr. Newman Regional Health Medical Partners, Caitlin Tennyson, joining us here on the Newsmaker 2 segment now today. It's 8:34 on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Good morning. It's 8:33.
New details on the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband at their home. The suspect pleading not guilty. Cameras at the house unchecked.
Sources telling ABC News overnight, the U.S. Capitol Police had cameras outside Pelosi's home, but they were not being monitored. Sources say Capitol Police eventually spotted the local police lights on a camera, rewound the video, and saw the break-in. This as the 42-year-old suspect, David DePapp, made his first court appearance Tuesday, arraigned on state charges, including attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon, a public defender entering a plea of not guilty on DePapp's behalf.
ABC's Mola Lange. Another rate hike from the Fed today, 0.75 percentage point expected. It means credit cards, car loans, and mortgages will cost more.
2 months ago, if you took out a mortgage for $300,000, that mortgage would have cost you about $1,700 a month. Today, the same mortgage taken out will cost you more than $2,000 a month.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
This is Ken Duft. I'm running for a seat on the Lyon County Commission and would truly appreciate your vote on November the 8th. I'm running to protect the tax dollars of our citizens in Lyon County and to support education. I'll be open to new ideas and will welcome any input from the people I represent.